Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3 this morning, and beginning of verse number 1, the Bible said, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel hair, and a leather girdle about his loins. His meat was locust and wild honey. And they went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins." Our Heavenly Father and our God, once again this morning as we call upon your name, Lord, as we have so many times before, how we thank you, God, such a beautiful day that you've given, God, and Lord, your grace and mercy that's been shed abroad upon our lives this week, God. And Lord, I thank you for the privilege to go unto your house this morning, God, to honor you this morning, to exalt and lift up your wonderful name this morning, God, to present our bodies this morning, God, before you, and Lord, this morning to worship and honor you this morning. And I pray you get glory out of your people this morning. Wherever they're gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. I pray that you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God, that you revive your people, Lord, in these hours, these days, that we live this generation, God, that we find ourselves in this morning, God. I pray that you'd use us for your glory this morning. I pray that every man that stands this morning proclaim the truths of thy word, that you'd anoint him afresh and undergird him with power and strength this morning, oh God. I pray you'd turn him loose. Lord, just give him liberty this morning, God, to proclaim, thus saith the word of God this morning. I pray for those we made mention, the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, those that are suffering, Lord, the tragedies of life, God, that you'd encourage their hearts this morning, God, those that feel like they're about to go under this morning, God, that you'd throw out the lifeline this morning, oh God, and let them know that everything is still in your hands and under your control this morning. Father, I do pray this morning, God, that the name of Jesus would be uplifted and exalted this morning all across this county, all across this state, all across this country and this world that we live in this morning, God. We know that there is coming a day when the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge and the glory of God this morning. Have your way and your will this morning. And for all of this, I will thank you, we'll praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to continue the thought this morning concerning God's man this morning. Amen. Here we find the man of God, John the Baptist, this morning, one of the greatest preachers in the New Testament this morning, proclaiming the truths of God's word this morning. Wasn't nothing special about old John this morning. The Bible said he was clothed here in raiment of camel hair and a leather girdle. But I tell you, the man had fire in his soul this morning, had an anointing upon him this morning to make prayed the paths of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. How God has chosen through many objects to speak through this morning. He spoke through clouds. He spoke through burning bushes. He spoke through light. He spoke through the highest and the angelic beings, to the lowliest of a mule, dear friend, but none so often as the vessel of man this morning. God chose the one that were created in the image and the likeness of himself to carry his message this morning. Whether it was a message of blessing or cursing, good tidings or stern warning, through the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the disciples, the evangelists, the pastor, the preacher this morning, all were messengers from the Lord this morning. When God has something to say, it's through the channel of his messenger this morning. Amen. I realize a pastor don't make a church. Amen. A good one may encourage it, be a blessing to it. A bad one may run it in the ground, divide it. Dear friend, but the same as an evangelist don't make a revival. Amen. A good one may help
help it and stir it. A bad one may confuse it and hurt it. Dear friend, but I want you to know this morning, friend, the church don't belong to the pastor. Mountain View Baptist Church is my church, but not because it belongs to me, but because I belong to it. I eat off the same table as they do this morning. If the church starves, the pastor starves. Amen. If the church dies, the pastor dies. If the church gets cold, so does the pastor this morning. Amen. And vice versa. Dear friend, this morning, there's some things the Bible has to say about the man of God this morning. Dear friend, I think too many times, dear friend, that churches will settle, dear friend, for anything this morning. Amen. I said, and in the first message, I'll say it in every message hereafter this morning, that the church ought to support, dear friend, this morning, the man of God to the highest, amen, degree this morning. That's right, brother. I believe God will bless the church this morning by how well that they take care of the man of God. Dear friend, but I also believe this morning that you are to hold the man of God to the high standard. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, he's not any better than anyone else. But brother, if he's going to lead, he's going to have to get out in front. Amen. He's going to have to hold the standard. Dear friend, this morning, he's going to have to walk the line. And brother, if there's a man going to stand over the pool and point a finger at me and tell me how to live, brother, bless God, he better also strive to live in that same way this morning. Now, I know he's not perfect. Amen. Dear friend, but he ought to, dear friend, put forth a great effort, dear friend, to live by the very word that he preaches this morning. I want to say, first of all, this morning concerning God's man, dear friend, above all, he ought to be a faithful man this morning. The Bible said that confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Brother, they both hurt this morning. Amen. And when the man of God's not faithful to the church, whether it's in the studying and the preaching, dear friend, whether it is in the visiting, amen. And I will say this morning that majority of the visitation ought to be done by the deacon and by the members of the church this morning. Amen. That the man of God might give himself to the study and the feeding of the flock this morning. But that does not relinquish him from his duty this morning. Brother, as the last message said, to go out and to visit with those that are sick and those that are shut in and those that are backsliding, those that are still lost and undone this morning. I believe the man of God ought to be faithful in all areas this morning. Amen. He ought to be faithful to the church. He ought to be faithful to his spouse. He ought to be faithful in the service of the Lord this morning. Amen. I want to say first of all, that the man of God is chosen this morning. There are no volunteers in God's army this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the preaching of the word of God, the pastor, the man of God, has a calling on his life this morning. Brother, you can't just get up one day and decide you're going to go in the ministry. You just can't look through a college curriculum and say, I believe I'll choose a ministry to go into. Mama can't change you. Daddy can't choose you. Bless God, don't you left that church. Dear friend, just because you're a good Sunday school teacher, just because you're a good orator, don't you let them say, God, I must be calling you to preach. Brother, if God calls you, he'll let you know. Unmistakably, absolutely. Brother, he'll let you know you've been chosen, that his hand has been put upon you. Dear friend, the Bible said he'll call you from your mother's womb. Amen. Dear friend, the calling this morning, the apostle, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the pastors. Amen. God called Moses. God called David. God called Gideon and Elijah and Hosea, Nehemiah, Peter, Paul. God called all of them. Brother, they didn't just decide, dear friend, to go into the ministry this morning. Amen. I believe God's mantle to be consecrated, set apart, anointed. Amen. Paul's greatest fear was becoming a castaway. He said, lest when I preach to others, I myself, amen, dear friend, fall by the wayside. Man of God ought to be subject to his own preaching. Amen. And I think also the man of God needs to be clean. Amen. I believe every Christian ought to be clean. Yes. Dear friend, that I think that the man of God ought to be the first in line. Amen. He's not above anyone else. Amen. He's not better than anyone else. Dear friend, but he ought to be clean. I thank God he ought to be an example, not only to his flock, but also to his family and his community, his co-workers. Amen. Dear friend, you ought to be able to compare, dear friend, a child of God to the man of God this morning. Dear friend, it's a shame. Brother, we've got a clan of men nowadays that don't care how they dress. Dear friend, that have no burden for their position. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I mean, they'll send out resumes, and if they can get a better offer down the road, brother, they'll pack up and go. Amen. I always thought, brother, have that God to lay a church on your heart, and brother, give you a burden for it, and when he got ready for you to move, he'd move you. Amen. Dear friend, it's a shame nowadays you run into a pastor down at the local restaurant. Amen. And he's dressed like he's going down to the beach. Amen. Dear friend, and by the way, brother, dear friend, when you go on vacation, man of God, don't send back pictures on Facebook. You laying out like a beach swell. Bless God, not enough clothes on. We're always preaching to others. I think we need to heed our own preaching this morning. It's a shame the people in the community have seen so many scandals from the man of God. Dear friend, that they, dear friend, have no confidence. Amen. You can't even pass out a tract. I invite folks to church, dear friend, without having to apologize for the last preacher. Dear friend, run off with somebody else's wife. I molested some young girl, got caught with DUI. Dear friend, I believe the man of God ought to be the most dependable man in the community. Amen. The preacher ought to be the most honest citizen. Amen. Ought to pay his bills. Or to live right and dress right and set the example. Dear friend, no wonder people have no respect for the house of God when Bozo, dear friend's in charge of it this morning. I got news for you. You can get mad at me if you want to. Dear friend, a man with Bermuda shorts and flip-flops, I ain't going to pastor me, brother. A man that won't live about what he preaches not going to pastor me. Dear friend, a man, dear friend, that preached it one way years ago, but now he's changed. Dear friend, he's not going to pastor me. A man that had one wife 5 years ago, got another one now, ain't going to pastor me. A man that found a new interpretation of the Word of God, ain't going to pastor me, brother. The man of God ought to be dedicated to holy living. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, it was the high priest that entered in behind the veil in the temple, the tabernacle. And I know all that's been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you, the Old Testament and the law is our schoolmaster and given to us for our example this morning. And that priest had to be clean, brother. Dear friend, before he stepped behind that veil, had to offer the sacrifice unto God, or God would strike him down. Amen. And so I believe God's man ought to be faithful in all things this morning. Number two, I think God's man ought to be fiery. Amen. I believe he ought to be a flame of fire. Amen. I think the word of God ought to burn in his heart this morning. Now, I'm not talking about his style of delivery. Amen. Brother, not everybody's the same. God doesn't call everybody the same. Amen. There's some that holler, scream, jump, and shout and slang slobber. I point their finger. There's some that hardly ever loosen their tie, raise their voice. I dear friend, but I think there's two standards. I dear friend, and that means they ought to be reading from the Word of God and preaching in the Spirit of God. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, I'm not talking about their style this morning. I dear friend, I've heard preachers holler, scream, jump, and shout, never say anything. Amen. I dear friend, and I've had some of them, thank God. I dear friend, that got behind the pulpit. I dear friend, and hardly ever lifted their voice. But with the Spirit of God, they expounded from God's Word and blessed my soul. Amen. I just don't believe, I dear friend, that Peter and John, I dear friend, were the same type of preacher. I dear friend, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, I dear friend, were two totally different prophets. I dear friend, that God used them this morning. But I'm talking about he ought to be anointed. I'm talking about he ought to have holy unction. I'm talking about when he gets in the pulpit, he ought not rely upon his education or his demeanor or his abilities or his talents. But thank God, rely upon the Spirit of God that through him would fill him up and pour him out before the congregation. Amen. He ought to be fiery on the inside. Jeremiah said his words like a fire in my bones. Amen. Instead of just trying to fill up 30 minutes, thank God, just trying to get through the service. Brother, I'll tell you, why don't you get on your face and say, oh God, burn a message in my heart. Let me stand, whether I'm preaching to 5 or 500. And thank God, let me faithfully and fiery discharge the message from the Word of God this morning. Brother, if you don't believe it, dear friend, they're not going to believe it. If you're not inspired by it, they're not inspired by it. If you don't enjoy it, they won't enjoy it. Amen. God's men ought to be fiery on the outside. Amen. Show up, turn loose. Don't be ashamed. Dear friend, Paul said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, it's all right to shed tears. It's all right to sling slobber. Amen. This morning, the Bible said, through the foolishness of preaching. Yes, it's foolish for a man to get up. Thank God this morning and preach like a wild Indian this morning. But God said, I've chosen that. Amen. To bring salvation to the hearts of men. Amen. Dear friend, the first desire in finding a pastor this morning, amen, if you're looking for one church, he ought to be on fire. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if you want the man of God to be on fire, the church ought to be on fire as well. Amen. You deacons, amen, you're supposed to be leaders in the church. Amen. That preacher ought not to be able to get many lines out without you saying, amen, preacher. Amen. Hold him up like Aaron and Hur. Get beside the man of God and hold his hands up. Amen. Don't you look around and see how things are going. Amen. You believe it, thank God, this morning. Back the preacher, amen. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, when he turns the heat on, brother, you ought to fan the flame. Thank God, you Sunday school teachers. Amen. Dear friend, when the invitation's given, if somebody in your class hits that aisle, you ought to be right behind them. Amen. Thank God, if they're not there, you ought to be the first one that calls them when you get home. Amen. The singers, brother, listen. A church is not just your show this morning. Amen. Hey, if you're going to sing specials, you ought to sing in the choir. Amen. Well, preacher, I don't like to get up and waste my voice. Well, bless your little old pea-picking heart. Amen. What you're saying is, you don't like to be in the number of the choir. You'd rather be in the spotlight where everybody can be focused on you. You ought to crawl under that altar this morning. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Woo! Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, if you sit on the last pew, thank God this morning you ought to back the preacher. Amen. Giving your undivided attention. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if we want fire out of the pulpit, there ought to be some fire in the pews. Amen. God's man ought to be founded this morning. Amen. I'm talking about, brother, he ought to have more than one message. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I know these, dear friend, quirks to every preacher. I know we all got sayings that we repeat. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, the man of God ought to be founded and grounded in the Word of God. He ought to be able to defend the church. He ought to be able, I thank God, to explain the doctrine of the church this morning. He doesn't know everything, brother. And there's lots of times folks ask questions I have to say. I'll have to go pray about and study about that, brother. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, the man of God ought to be, thank God, ready to defend the gospel this morning. Amen. He ought to be fearless. Isaiah 58, he said, cry loud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their sins. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, he ought not to be worried about whether or not the church is going to run him off. He ought not be worried about whether or not, dear friend, he's going to offend anybody. Dear friend, I'm not talking about preaching out of spite or anger. Dear friend, I'm talking about always preach out of love. Amen. I thank God this morning, John the Baptist, there had been 400 years of silence. They hadn't heard from God. Dear friend, and here comes John saying, repent, repent. As far as I know, John only had two messages. I repent and don't commit adultery. Amen. But thank God he preached it with conviction. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, we don't need to get behind the pulpit, dear friend, and be full of jokes and reciting poems and giving illustrations. Nothing wrong with using one every once in a while. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, we're to preach the Word of God this morning without fear of reservation. Amen. If they run us off, thank God. You just let God find you a better church. Amen. He ought to be fiery and fearless and founded this morning. Amen. We'll pick up next week, the Lord willing. Men of God, stand your ground and proclaim, thus saith the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. In Jesus' name, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Chapter number 34 this morning, and start the message, and I hope you'll pray for us today. The Bible said, beginning verse number 1, the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, ye clothe you the wool, ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat unto all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through the mountains, through every hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon the face of the earth, and none did seek or search after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, all you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock, neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. I deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may be not meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. Our Heavenly Father, our God, this morning as we call upon your name, we have so many times before. We thank you, God, for the day you've given, the blessings upon our life, and for the reading of your word this morning, God. And I do pray, God, that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, open the ears of our heart that we might hear. God, open our understanding, Lord, that we might comprehend. And our God of heaven, help us, Lord, that we might walk worthy of your wonderful and holy name this morning. I pray that you touch these that we made mention that are sick this morning, God, those upon the bed of affliction this morning. Oh, God, I pray that you might minister unto their needs this morning. God, I pray that this morning you'd anoint your men when they stand this morning, God, proclaiming the truths of your word this morning, God. And I pray that it might go forth, and Lord, that your will might be done. I pray the name of Christ be exalted wherever your people are gathered together this morning. You might get glory out of them this morning. I pray that you rescue that one, God, this morning that stray from the fold. I throw out the lifeline to that one that feels like they're about to go under. And I most of all save that one this morning, God, that I still lost and undone this morning. Oh, God, I pray that you'd visit us with revival, how we need it so greatly in our land. I pray this morning, God, that Lord, that you'd encourage us in this day and this hour, God. I draw us unto yourself this morning, and for all of this, we'll be careful. Give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen this morning and amen. I want to start a series of messages this morning, God being our helper, concerning the man of God. The man of God this morning. And now I want to say one thing, being our primary thought for all these messages. And I do believe that you ought to support the man of God this morning. In every way, you ought to support the man of God. You ought to pray for him and when you're not in church. And you ought to amen him and support him while he's preaching in the church. And you ought to defend him this morning to those that might criticize him. You ought to support him financially this morning. I mean, the man of God is not, dear friend, this morning above, dear friend, the blessings of the house of God. But I also think that you ought to hold the man of God to the highest standard this morning. And I want to begin this series of messages this morning here in Ezekiel 34 and preach woe unto the shepherds. You'll notice here many times throughout this chapter that God calls into question this morning the shepherds that he has put over his flock this morning. And that's what a pastor is this morning. He is the under-shepherd of the flock of God this morning. The church doesn't belong to him. He belongs unto the church this morning. But God has given him responsibility this morning to feed the flock of God this morning. Now, he's not a church without problems. Amen. Every church has problems this morning. If you want to move your letter down the road to another church and think that they're not going to have problems, brother, you're badly mistaken this morning. But I've heard the problems blamed on the deacons, and they do bear some responsibilities as Sunday school teachers. The hypocrites, I've heard it blamed on the devil. I've heard it blamed on the days that we live in. But I want to tell you this morning, I am for the thoughts of these messages. I believe one of the main problems in our churches today is behind that pulpit this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I am telling you this morning, I know the world's changing. The Bible said things were going to get wax worse and worse. But God's men are to stay the same. Amen. Dear friend, we've gotten away from the shepherd and replaced him with the evangelist. We've gotten away from the shepherd and replaced him with a professor. We've gotten away from the shepherd and replaced him with a businessman. Amen. Dear friend, God never called a bunch of deacons to run the church. God never called a committee to run the church. And God certainly never called a man and his wife, I thank God a pastor wife team, to run the church. God called a man, anointing him with the power of God, give him a King James Bible, and told him to preach the word in season, out of season. I thank God this morning, and to be the shepherd of the flock this morning. Amen. Jesus never called himself rabbi, master, priest, or pastor, but he did say, I am the good shepherd. Amen. Dear friend, and I believe that's why many of the churches today, brother, have gone by the wayside, or My dear friend, they have wandered off into the liberal means of this world. It's because the shepherds, my dear friend, this morning that have scattered the flock. The Bible said here, as the Lord Jesus Christ through the prophet Ezekiel this morning rebuked those shepherds and said, woe, in verses 2, woe be to the shepherds. Amen. Brother, responsibility lies upon us. The buck stops, brother, at the pulpit. Dear friend, we're not politicians. We can't just kick it on down the road or point the finger at somebody else. God will hold us accountable. Amen. Dear friend, for the means and the methods and the message that comes over that pulpit this morning. Amen. And God help us that we remove that pulpit. Amen. So we can make room for the clowns and the magicians. Amen. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I want you to notice some things about the man of God. There's good things, there's bad things. Some things that you need to know this morning about the man of God. And just because you're not the man of God, this messages are just as much for you as it is for him this morning. Yes, I know every preacher this morning, I imagine, preaches to himself in the mirror before he ever gets in front of the congregation. Amen. Every message is just as much for the man of God as it is for those that sit upon the pews. Amen. Dear friend, and so I want you to notice some things this morning concerning woe unto the shepherds. God, first of all, has given to the shepherd, the pastor, a great requirement. Amen. Dear friend, and that is this morning in verses number 2. God said this morning that he called them. Amen. And said, dear friend, should not the shepherds feed the flock? Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you that ought to be the major concern of the man of God. And it amazes me. I'm not criticizing or throwing rocks. I'm just preaching the word of God. You can have it the way it falls, brother. It amazes me nowadays how preachers just don't want to preach. Amen. We've called off Sunday night service. We replaced Wednesday night service with games, and we've got in the clubs and everything else. Dear friend, so that we don't have to preach but one Sunday morning a week. Amen. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We need more of the word of God, not less. Amen. We need to hear more from God. Dear friend, the fact of the matter is, many of them are just too lazy to study the word of God, to put in the effort this morning. You say, well, there ain't but a handful come. Well, brother, it is your responsibility to feed that handful that comes. Amen. I've heard preachers say, well, they ain't many that come to the church. Well, they need a pastor as well. Amen. A congregation of 10, they need a shepherd to feed them just like a congregation of 100. Amen. It is your duty. It is your requirement. It is your calling, brother, to stand behind that pulpit if there's 2 or 200 and feed the flock that God has given you. Amen. I thank God this morning. God has required you to feed them. If you don't feed them, they'll not grow. A goat can eat anything. Amen. You can throw a tin can or a tennis shoe and a goat will sit down and chew on it. But sheep need to be led in green pastures and by the still waters. Amen. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, you must feed them and be appetizing. I let the Spirit of God spice it up. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm talking about feeding them from the Word of God. Dear friend, I'll tell you, we teach sportsmanship. Dear friend, we, dear friend, teach all other kinds of things behind that pulpit instead of teaching them how to stand against the wiles of the devil and how to reach the lost. Dear friend, we ought to preach our security of salvation. I dear friend, instead of telling jokes and reading poems, I dear friend, I'm telling we've got a duty and responsibility, I dear friend, to stand, I dear friend, and to preach the word of God this morning. Yeah, ma'am, the Bible said, reprove. Yeah, man. I dear friend, and I dear friend, this morning, correct. I dear friend, we've got a responsibility to stand with the word of God with reproof and correction, instruction. I dear friend, rebuke. I dear friend, this morning, in season, out of season. That means when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it, when they say amen, when they don't say amen. I'd rather preach the word. Amen. I dear friend, sometimes we even have to shear, but do it in love. Amen. I dear friend, listen, we've got a requirement to be leaders of the flock this morning. Amen. I dear friend, I'll tell you, it amazes me today. I dear friend, and I know what people say, brother, it's just an excuse or a compound. I dear friend, but we ought not to be letting the young folks teach us how to worship. I dear friend, I've heard preachers say, well, they like to worship God in their own way. Pastor, you've got a responsibility to lead your people, old and young, thank God, in the way of worship. Amen. I dear friend, to show them the old-fashioned way. To show them the old path and walk therein. Amen. To say, come follow me, even as I am following Christ. Amen. Brother, you've got to get out in front. You've got to take the initiative. Amen. Quit cowering down behind, worrying about your paycheck, worrying about what people think about you, if everybody's going to like you or shake your hand, and just stand and say, thus saith the Lord God. Amen. Man of God, woe to the shepherds, because you're not leading the flock. Amen. You've got a responsibility to protect the flock. Amen. The Bible said in John 10, Jesus said, I stand the door. I am the door of the sheepfold. And if any man enter in, he must enter in by me. Well, if you want to pass that on down, brother, the under-shepherd, you're the door of the church, amen. And if it gets in, it ought to have to go through you, amen. And when it rears its ugly head, when it starts to be talked about, you ought to nip it in the bud, amen. Before it gets rooted and grounded, amen. Keep out that doctrine that's not right. Dear friend, take and stand against that compromise. Amen. And dear friend, this morning there are things, dear friend, that the church ought not to even vote on. Amen. Man of God, you ought to stand and say, as long as I'm here, it's not going to be that way. I'm going to stay with God. And if you want it that way, then I'll pack my bags and go and shake the dust to my feet as I go out the door. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, we're not to go along and get along. We're to be the mouthpiece of the Almighty. We're to declare the whole counsel of God. We're to stand true and preach the word this morning. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And if I notice the request in verses number 3. And if I'm this morning, God said, you eat the fat and you clothe you with the wool and you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. Amen. And if friend, I'm telling you, God, dear friend, will take care of the man of God through the church. I realize that. Amen. If you ask the man of God to let go of his job and to take care and to give himself unto the church this morning, you ought to support him. And you ought to take care of him abundantly. Amen. Dear friend, he's not just a speaker or a lecturer. Amen. You ought not to vote on the pastor every year. Amen. Dear friend, it's not in the hands of the congregation, it's in the hands of the Lord this morning. Amen. He needs to know that he's being supported by the church this morning. Amen. He's God's anointed. And if he gets out of line, then you pray about it and you turn it over to God, not a committee. Dear friend, this morning, because I'm telling you, dear friend, God takes care of the man of God. Amen. Dear friend, I realize this morning, friend, to mind that God has got a sequence of leadership in the church through the deacons. Amen. They've got a use and they've got a reason. I dear friend, this morning, but the pastor doesn't work for them. He doesn't get their approval on what he ought to preach this morning. Neither does he get it from Hollywood or Nashville, either one. A sermon it off the internet. Brother, you get in the prayer closet and you get your nose in that book and you get your heart in the congregation and you let God speak to you and through you. Amen, this morning. Dear friend, but I also want to tell you, man of God, your primary job is to feed the flock. If you don't do that, brother, you failed in your duties and obligations. Amen. If everything else goes to pots, you feed the flock of God. But God also said here in verses 4 that you've got some responsibilities. Amen. He said, dear friend, this morning, the disease you have not strengthened. I believe he's talking about the shut-ins. Amen. To visit them. Amen. He said this morning, dear friend, neither have you healed the sick. Now, I know we ain't got power to heal. Amen. I'm not trying to sell handkerchiefs or little bottles of oil. I prayed over. If I could heal this morning, brother, I wouldn't be selling any tickets. I'd be clearing out the hospitals and nursing homes. I'd call 911 and say, when you get somebody, I'd just bring them here to the church and we'll take care of it. But brother, I'll tell you what I can do. I can visit them. I can hold their hand. I can pray with them and for them. It's my responsibility. Amen. Listen, man of God, if you've got somebody in the hospital, if you've got somebody on hospice, your place is there. Amen. To visit them and to let them know, dear friend, that you love them and care for them. Amen. God said it's your responsibility to go out to the backsliders. Amen. And to reach out for the lost. Dear friend, listen. Woe to the shepherds that scatter the flock. You are the one God holds responsible. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.